packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the many fallouts of the debacle in Kabul in Afghanistan is a surge of migrants all around the country trying to get out. Turkey just sent troops, soldiers. Turkey just sent soldiers to their border with Iran. You know, Turkey is a larger country than it looks. And yes, there's Istanbul. And yes, there's what we used to call the Dardanelles and the Bosporus Strait and all that. And it seems European, and Turkey in the West is European. But it straddles it into the east. It borders on Iran. And there are Afghan refugees massing at the border of Iran, trying to get out of Afghanistan. Iran is a Shiite nation. The Sunnis, the Afghans are by and large Sunni Muslims. They fight. Just in the news today, there was a Shiite Muslims in Pakistan were blown up. Three of them were blown up. Christians are blown up. So Iran's not going to want Afghan refugees coming into its country, but they're trying to get into its country to get to Turkey. Turkey is a Sunni Muslim country. And then they're going to try from Turkey to get into Europe. I think we've got to unpack some of this right now. What's happening at the airport is a catastrophe and a tragedy. Our first objective has to be to get all Americans out. Second objective, all interpreters and people that were embedded with our military, loyal to our military and loyal to our country. And that is going to be a problem because the Taliban are guarding the airport and shooting people. Three have been killed. They just shoot them or they beat them. They beat them. The Taliban are the equivalent of a Nazi motorcycle gang. The idea that we, quote, negotiate, end quote, with them, the deal that they are, quote, a state, end quote. They just renamed it the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan, which was the name when they had it, when they harbored Osama bin Laden. They're affiliated with Al-Qaeda. You might as well say they're Al-Qaeda or ISIS. They're illegitimate and they have to be destroyed. That's water over the dam for the present. But the question is, many refugees trying to get out, we're not interpreters. They're the average people over there who want a better life, and they do not want that level of repressing Islam. At the same time, they carry with them the various Islamic customs, including jihad. And when they've come to Europe, it's been devastating. They burned churches, murdered priests on an altar, and driven into crowds and killed people. In this country, and these aren't Afghans, these are any Muslims. You had 9/11, San Bernardino, Orlando, Fort Hood, Chattanooga, Chelsea, Ohio State, the Manhattan bike pass murders. This has got to be confronted directly. We have got to get the interpreters out, the people loyal to our military who would be killed. There's no question about that. But all around the country, people are surging, trying to get out because the Taliban, in a sense, are imposing the essence of Islam, the Sharia law. They had a press conference the other day and flat out said that. So Turkey is going to try to keep them back in Iran. Some will get through. I think that we have to be real in this country right now, and the Democratic Party has to be real. First obligation, get out Americans. Second obligation, all people friendly to us, interpreters, people who work for us in the military and put their lives on the line, including their families. Beyond that, everybody in that country will want to get out. But if they come to Europe or they come to the United States, they will find a way to impose their version of jihad, and we don't want that. It's about time we stood up for our own culture. So there you have it on what's going on there. There'll be some more to say about it. More to say about it. I'll tell you, I want to get back to the COVID vaccine, because one of the sad things was the convergence of what happened in Afghanistan with the resurgence of COVID infections. And the combination, it's not just its effect on the economy and all that, but it's an effect on our country. Because of the stupid policies of a handful of Republican governors, anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers, anti-social distancers, they have let the vaccine mutate. They've let it mutate. What do I mean by that? The vaccine doesn't have an intelligence. It doesn't say, okay, now it's time to mutate. It just randomly mutates. And if the pool is small enough, it doesn't have a consequence. But if the pool is 40% of the country, that's how the Delta variant mutated. And now there's a Lambda variant that may be worse, and that came out of Peru. That came out of Peru, and there are more and more cases in this country now. What do we mean by mutate? Well, let's put this in ducks and bunnies, okay? You've seen on television this round furry ball with these with sort of hairy spikes coming off it, okay? Pretend that's it. Some of them will, just by accident, mutation, have no spikes or have twice the number of spikes or spikes half the size or spikes twice the size. Or instead of a ball, it's a triangle, whatever. All of that can make a difference with vaccines. So far, we have been lucky. It hasn't. The vaccines have held against the Delta variant in terms of avoiding hospitalization, death, iron lungs, ventilators, that kind of thing. You can't be sure of that forever. So what the government is advising now, the CDC, is a booster shot. And the CDC is saying you don't need it right now, right today, but they're recommending 8 months after your last vaccination. Okay, I got the Pfizer vaccine. I got my first shot sort of the end of January. Second shot 3 weeks later, sometime in the middle of or towards the end of February. 8 months from that is October. So at the end of October, I'm going to go in and get a booster, and you should too. Whenever you got vaccinated, 8 months, it'll jack up your immunity like tenfold, 10 times or more, and it'll help in fighting off variants. Are we going to need a booster every year? I think so. I get a flu shot every year, and so do many of you. So what? What's wrong with that? The flu mutates too. And so randomly. And so what happens is you go in there and they figure out a little fix and they give it to you each year. And what I have heard in talking to scientists about this is that we may need boosters for 10 years. It may take 10 years to eradicate this thing or get it to the point where there's enough herd immunity that it doesn't make any difference. But right now, it is surging. And the problem with that, when, you know, Texas has 29 million people. Florida has tens of millions of people. Both of them are vaccine hotbeds. The entire South, the entire border of the Gulf of Mexico is a hotbed, absolutely a hotbed of infection. And why? Because people are told by the governors and others, no need to wear a mask. I'm not going to impose capacity limits in the old days or that kind of thing. The governor should get vaccinated on television. And he should shake hands with the nurse. He should say, get vaccinated. I'm getting vaccinated. And he should say, wear a mask and have the little ones wear a mask because they can't be vaccinated. And instead of putting in mask anti-mask mandates, that they shouldn't wear masks, they can't be asked to wear or compelled to wear masks in schools. Tell them they have to wear masks in schools. The kids will get along with it. Make it a Bugs Bunny mask or Donald Duck mask or Mickey Mouse mask. Cool. And you get the gold mask if you got a good grade, that kind of stuff. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.